Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Donald Sees, S-E-E-S. Donald Sees is a 66-year-old male who was a pedestrian struck by a Subaru vehicle while he was walking into a Wawa on Creek Road. Apparently, this caused him to fall. Apparently, 2 weeks later, his feet got numb. Apparently, initially was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 5/11/22. Apparently, had further evaluation and treatment, including laminectomy at L4-5 by Dr. Kirshner. Apparently, is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, paragraph has for his claim petition. Mr. Sees reports he was hit by a car and injured his back. Period. Medical records show he was seen at Concentra on 5/11/22. Period. They noted a history of shoulder surgery and umbilical hernia repair. Period. He was rendered diagnostic assessments of acute neck pain and acute head injury. Period. He was referred to the emergency room. Period. He was seen at the emergency room and had a CAT scan of the cervical spine. Period. There was no acute cervical spine fracture. Period. There was multi-level distal space narrowing and foraminal narrowing, most pronounced on the right at C3-4 and C4-5, and on the left at C5-6. Period. There was bilateral uncovertebral hypertrophy and facetotropathy at multiple levels, resulting in varying degrees of foraminal narrowing, most pronounced on the right at C3-4 and C4-5, and on the left at C5-6. Period. He also had a CAT scan of his head that showed no acute intracranial hemorrhage or mass. Period. He then followed up with Concentra over the next several weeks, running through 6/15/22. Period. He carried additional diagnoses of bilateral low back pain. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Sees was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Kirshner on 9/7/22 for back and leg pain. Period. He reported the Subaru turned into him going about 5 to 7 miles per hour. Period. He fell to the ground but did not have immediate pain. Period. The pain did not develop until 1 week later. Period. He called his wife, who drove him to Jefferson Hospital, where he states they did imaging of his neck and head, but no images of his back were obtained. Period. On this visit, he was not experiencing any pain in his neck or back. Period. He's only experiencing pain behind both knees that goes down into his toes. Period. He had 1 month of physical therapy without relief, but no injections. Period. He took Advil for pain. Period. The pain was worse on the left side. Period. He was currently working. Well, in the midst of another workers' compensation case for the left shoulder with his current employer. Period. Dr. Kirshner reviewed his treatment at Concentra. Period. He rendered diagnoses of lumbago with bilateral leg pain. Period. He recommended light duty and referred him for an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 10/3/22. Period. There was lumbar spondylosis with multi-level disc desiccation from L1-2 through L5-S1 with annular disc bulge. Period. At L4-5, there was broad protruding disc herniation with severe central and lateral recess stenosis, semicolon, descending L5 nerve root encroachment bilaterally, semicolon, mild to moderate foraminal stenosis, period, L5-S1 disc bulge, abutting the S1 nerve roots with mild central stenosis and mild to moderate bilateral foraminal stenosis, semicolon, small T2 hyperintense nonspecific lesions involving the T12 and L4 vertebral bodies. Paired, this may represent small atypical vertebral body hemangiomas amongst additional etiologies. Period. New paragraph. On 12-6-22, Dr. Dolan, D-O-L-A-N, performed a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Pretty also was seen by Dr. Pulser, reporting no relief from the injection. Period, accordingly, on 1-6-23, he was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. On 3-20-23, Dr. Kirshner performed L4-5 bilateral decompressive lumbar laminectomies with decompression of lateral recesses and bilateral foramen anatomies at L4-5. Period, the postoperative diagnosis was herniated nucleus pulposus at L4-5 with severe spinal stenosis with low back pain and bilateral leg pain. Period, he followed up postoperatively. Period, he had an EMG by Dr. Yu, H-U, on 7-10-23. Period, there was evidence consistent with a mild symmetric axonal sensory motor polyneuropathy in the lower extremities. Period, the findings were also consistent with chronic left L5 and S1 lumbar sacral radiculopathies and chronic right L5 lumbar radiculopathy. Period, a concurrent chronic right S1 sacral radiculopathy is possible, but difficult to discern given the changes from the above polyneuropathy. Period, he did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period, Dr. Kirshner also followed his progress through 9-26-23. Period, an FCE was conducted on 9-12-23. Period, it found he demonstrated consistent effort. Period, he was deemed able to perform 100% of the physical demands of his job as a truck driver, CDL. Period, his effort was consistent for 100% of this test. Period. On 9-26-23, Dr. Kirshner deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. This visit was done via telemedicine. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he states his feet feel like he has dividers between his toes. Period. Extremities lower. Pinprick sensation was diminished in the left stocking glove distribution, but was otherwise intact. Period, the rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. Inspection revealed a midline 2-inch scar consistent with surgery with preserved lordotic curve. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 5-11-22, Donald Sees was a pedestrian struck by a Subaru vehicle traveling approximately 5 to 7 miles per hour. Period, this caused him to fall. Period, he was seen at Concentra the same day and quickly referred to the emergency room. Period, he had a CAT scan of the head that was negative for acute intracranial hemorrhage. Period, CAT scan of the cervical spine was negative for any fractures. Period, he then followed up briefly with Concentra, treating conservatively. Period, he then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Kirshner. Period, MRI was done on 10-3-22, as noted above. Period, injection therapy was attempted without relief. Period, ultimately on 3-16-23, Dr. Kirshner performed surgery. Period, a postoperative EMG on 7-10-23 found several abnormalities. Period, extensive physical therapy was rendered. Period, he did participate in an FCE on 9-12-23. The petitioner demonstrated 100% consistent effort and was deemed capable of working his full-duty job. Dr. Kirshner discharged him from care effective 9-26-23. Period. New paragraph, the current exam of the spine found there to be full range of motion. Period, there was healed surgical scarring but preserved lordotic curve. Period, neither supine nor seated straight leg raising maneuvers elicited any low back or radicular complaints. Pretty did have stocking glove diminished sensation in the left lower extremity. Period, he did not have any atrophy or effusions. Period. The paragraph, this case will represent 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. New paragraph, and this will be a record review list on the same case. Number one, claim petition, :511.22. Number two, progress notes from Concentra, :511.22-615.22. Number three, CAT scan of the cervical spine and head at Jefferson Hospital, :511.22. Next, progress notes of Dr. Kirshner at the Kirshner Spine Institute, :972-926.23. Number three is lumbar MRI from STAT Medical Imaging, :10322. Next is progress notes from Dr. Pulser of Professional Pain Management Associates, :11822 and :1623. Paired next procedure note from Dr. Dolan at CORDA, CORDA Pain Institute, :1126.22. Next, operative report from Dr. Kirshner, :316.23. Next, EMG by Dr. Yu, HU, :710.23. Next, FCE from Eric Bradway at Strive Physical Therapy, :912.23. Next, physical therapy notes from Concentra, :6322-613.22. Period. And last is PT notes from JAG1ONE Physical Therapy, :515.23. Period. And that should be the end.